The Kitchen Garden Party by T.R. A. Narayana. The year was 1948. I was then in my 39th year and lived in Madras with my wife and four children. I was the branch manager of a large British firm and, in happy circumstances, felt no need for any religious practice or spiritual inquiry and was content with enjoying the good things in life. I was on a tour of small towns with one of the inspectors under me, Sri Parthasarathy. It was a hot April day. We were boarding the train at Viripuram to go to Thiruvannamalai. We noticed a young man of about 25 trying to enter the first class compartment by the next door. The man was so fat that he heaved his bulky body this way and that, while another man on the platform, obviously his servant, pushed him in through the door. He was also ashamed at the curious way the people on the platform, including Sri Parthasarathy and myself, watched his predicament. He got in somehow and occupied the cubicle next to ours. When the train had run for some minutes, the man came to our cabin, introduced himself as Ratilal Premchand Shaw, and started talking. Sri Ratilal was a Saurashtra Vaishya, born and brought up in Gondar and the only son of a rich merchant. He was married 6 years ago. Since his 10th year, he has been cursed with so much body fat that now at 25, he was a huge mass of flesh and misery. Oh, how he wished to get rid of his fat and be a man. In the last week of March, Sri Ratilal had had a vision in his sleep at night. He saw an ascetic smiling and beckoning him. The smile and the beckoning persisted for a long time and stood clearly before Sri Ratilal's mental eye when he awoke. He did not speak to anyone about the vision. 2 days later, his wife was reading a Gujarati magazine. Looking over her shoulder, he saw the picture of the ascetic he had seen in his vision. He came to know that the ascetic was Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. He at once went to his father and arranged for his journey to Thiruvannamalai with the trusted family servant. All he knew about Bhagavan was what that Gujarati article said, but he felt sure that his suffering would end as soon as he reached Bhagavan. The smile and the beckoning of his vision of Bhagavan had given him that firm faith. Sri Parthasarathy had seen Bhagavan many times before and had also read a good deal about him. He and Sri Ratilal talked about Bhagavan during the whole 2 hour journey. I was apparently reading an English novel, but heard the conversation with interest and attention. At Thiruvannamalai station, Sri Ratilal was received by a local merchant with whom his father had arranged for his stay. Sri Parthasarathy and I proceeded to the traveller's bungalow. It was 4 when we had our bath and tiffin. Sri Parthasarathy knew that I was very businesslike and would not waste a single minute. He said we could visit the market. He was very surprised at my reply. "No, Parthasarathy, we shall go and have darshan of Maharishi first. Then, if time permits, we shall go to the temple. Let business wait." It was about 5 when Sri Parthasarathy and I entered the ashram. Going round Bhagavan's mother's samadhi, we came to the veranda by its side. About 50 people were sitting there, Sri Ratilal, his host and his servant included. Bhagavan was not on his couch as usual. The visitors talked in whispers, trying to find out where he was. After waiting for some 10 minutes and finding that Bhagavan had not come to his seat, Sri Parthasarathy suggested to me that we could, in the meantime, go around and see the Goshala and other places. Finishing our inspection, we were returning to the veranda by another side when we heard a childish voice say, "Chi, asate." "We, you creature." We could see no children around and therefore peeped to find out the source of the voice. We observed movement among the leaves of the brinjal, lady's finger, and other plants in the kitchen garden near the veranda. Looking more intently, we saw a small goat, a little monkey, and a squirrel, and Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Bhagavan was sitting on his haunches with his legs folded up to his breast. The goat nestled between his knees. The monkey had its head resting on his right knee. The squirrel was perched on his left knee. Holding a packet of paper in his left palm, Bhagavan picked groundnuts from it with his right hand fingers, one by one, and fed the goat, the monkey, and the squirrel, and himself by turns. His remarks appeared to have been addressed to the monkey, which had tried to snatch the nut he was going to place between the squirrel's lips. As we watched, the four companions went on enjoying and eating. All four seemed to be equally happy. The way they looked at one another and kept close together was touching. The goat, the monkey, the squirrel, and Bhagavan had obviously forgotten their differences in species. And we too, looking on, saw the four only as good friends, despite the differences in their forms. No words could describe the feelings which passed through my being at the sight. The vision of the transcendent appeared as a flash of lightning and revealed to me the essence of being, awareness and bliss, Sat Chit Ananda. The nuts were over. Bhagavan threw the paper away and said, "Pongada, go away, you fellows," just like any old man speaking to his grandchildren. The goat, the monkey, and the squirrel left. Bhagavan made to get up. Sri Parthasarathi and I hurried away, feeling guilty of trespassing into the divine, but not sorry. Soon after, Sri Parthasarathi and I had resumed our seats in the veranda, Bhagavan came to his couch. I cannot say he looked at us. He stood facing us, his eyes fixed on something far above and beyond anything on earth. They were like screens which shut the material world off from the light which was burning behind them. Sparks of light shot out through the fibers of the screen at times. Sparks, which cooled the ice on which they fell, pierced the gross coverings and lighted the wick inside them. Bhagavan reclined on the pillows placed on the couch, supporting his head on his left palm. We all sat down to look at his face. We sat and looked. No one spoke or made any noise, but the confrontation was not a dead silence. It was a very live experience in which the innermost being of each of us communed with the Supreme Consciousness, which was Bhagavan. I was numb with the realization that this glory was the same that dwelt in the simplicity which I had just seen, eating groundnuts in the intimate company of the goat, the monkey, and the squirrel. My mind kept recalling that scene, how the goat had snuggled to Bhagavan's breast in perfect confidence in his love for it, how the monkey had grinned in joy, and how Bhagavan had returned the grin as both bit the nut, how the squirrel had peered with its pinhead eyes into Bhagavan's dream-laden ones, and scratched his nose tenderly with its tiny left paw. The splendor of the supreme spirit, underlying and overlaying the sense perception, was spiced with the lovely sight of the grounded party in the kitchen garden. Bhagavan got up from the couch. We got up. It seemed tacitly understood that we were to leave. We left. I felt a hitherto unknown peace and joy inside me. The faces of the others also showed a similar condition. I saw Sri Rathilal, his host, and his servant get into the bullock cart at the ashram gate. There was a new spring in Sri Rathilal's movements. Bhagavan's promise in the lad's vision appeared to be starting a fulfillment. Many things have happened in my life since that day. My material circumstances underwent changes for the worse, but my inner life has always been happy since that day, for I often had a vision of Bhagavan, particularly when I was most depressed in spirits. In 1953, I was in Rajghat, staying alone in a lodge. One day, while in the dining hall, a man of about 30 accosted me. "Don't you recognize me, sir?" "No, I'm sorry," I replied truthfully. The man continued, "I am Rathilal of Gondal, sir. You remember the darshan of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi 5 years ago?" I looked at the man again. He was thin and wiry, his face aglow with health and happiness. I shook his hands heartily. He spoke again, "Sir, Bhagavan fulfilled his promise wonderfully well. You see me? I am now managing our family business, my father taking complete rest. I have a son 2 years old and expect my wife to give me another child in a month or two." My mind immediately went back to the goat, the monkey and the squirrel and Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. I could never think of Bhagavan alone. So it has been all these years. The scene comes to my mind's eye often, the kitchen garden with the four friends at the groundnut party. And I thank Sri Rathilal and Sri Parthasarathi for guiding me to the vision beautiful. Sourced from The Mountain Path, 1975, Volume 12, Number 2.